Katie was famous for doing some wild antics and promotions. Give me a couple of promotions that you might happen to remember from your period in time.
Well, May is National Radio Month.
Okay.
So in 1965, we gave away a radio a day during the month of May.
Okay, say that
so that was, if you did a radio, that was a rad mom, if you took the first word, first character from every word. So we did that. And so we would write little hints and give them out over the air. And then we had little transistor radios in a box, and we would put them someplace. And every now and again, you know, Bill Sims created the promotion. Every now and again, he'd say, "Here, Sherwood, write up some clues and go hide the radio." You know, so I thought, what am I going to do? We did that. Now, there was also the Miss Icicle contest. Now, I only remember...
I want to hear your recollections.
I remember only one. I don't remember much about it that we can speak about here on the air.
How did I tell you?
But, you know, Casper was a small town, and the scandal didn't linger.
You just mentioned Sherwood. Now, that's obviously not your name. How did you come about getting the name Don Sherwood?
You know, for all the wrong reasons. My original name is Alan Bowker. Not only did I hang around radio stations in Casper, but I also hung around radio stations in Maryland, which is my home state. And one of the disc jockeys there, his name was Don Sherwood. I said, "Oh, Don Sherwood. Hey, that sounds neat." And when I got to Wyoming, which was 2,000 miles west, and Bill Sims asked me what name I wanted to use on the air, I said, "Well, how about Don Sherwood?" So I didn't realize, of course, that Don Sherwood was the name of a very famous radio personality in San Francisco at KSFO, who is legendary even now in San Francisco, even though he's passed 30 years ago. Incidentally, I'm friends with his son, Greg. But... anyway,
and what does he think of the fact that you used Don Sherwood on Katie?
I haven't told him that. I couldn't dare. But anyway, you know, everybody had different names on the air at the time, and you know, I probably should have kept Alan as the first name, but Don Sherwood sounded better. So that's who I was at the time, and I hope the real Don Sherwood, whose real name is Don Cohelo, you know, so we rented somebody else's name for a while. Okay.
So there's only so many names to go around anyway.
That's right. That's right.
Any final thoughts or comments or whatever about anything? And is there anything that I haven't asked you that maybe I should have?
The sound that Katie had, I think, was unique to the community of its size in that they had the majority of the people in the city listen to the sound because it was so localized. The music was local, the announcements were local, the news was local. You feel like you were missing something if you hadn't tuned in. I think that during the period of time I was there in the 60s, and during the time I was listening to it before I arrived in 1964, that Katie was very lucky to have attracted enough good air personalities, which were very good on the air and very personable, that ran good shows, and they listened enough to broadcasting and radio from bigger markets to carry that big market sound down to Casper at just the right level. So they were speaking one-on-one to the people there. And I think they did that very successfully. And I think that the guys work together very well, and they're very good friends. And I think that there are still good memories from people who lived at Casper in the 60s today, in this 50 years later, who think Katie did a really, really good job.
What happened to ask you that I probably should have?
Boy. Sorry, I stole the Cokes out of the Coke machine on 314 North McKinley.
That was
whoever I owe the money to, I'll pay you back.
That was mine.
Shoot.